The process is not different than what I had said, that when Rick told us that he was leaving and wasn't going to be the head coach next year, we talked about the process of finding ourselves a head coach. And certainly that was Flip's responsibility to go out there and try to find a candidate or two that would fit our particular needs. He did that through a number of interviews with people. We discussed it after interviews and kept the process going. Never came to the conclusion that we found the perfect person or the near-perfect person for the job. And last week when we met again, as we we meet almost every other day and talk about this, came to the conclusion that it probably wasn't going to serve us well of going another month, that we should just sit down and make a decision. We had already talked about the possibility of Flip being head coach. That isn't something that we just brought up last week. We knew that was a possibility. But it was always my preference if we could find another person to take on that leadership role that I'd like to have Flip concentrate as president of basketball operations. But I think after discussing it, looking at it, the best scenario that we came up with that Flip should take on that added responsibility. Number of reasons why I think that's the right thing. First of all, we have our team pretty well set in the sense that we have a lot of people under contract. Flip knows those people very well. They know Flip, and I think our players will be comfortable that this is not a great, huge change. They know where we're going. I think we wanted to make the decision because if we let it go too long, it's always important to get assistant coaches that fit our particular needs. By doing it now, I think we can attract the people to that job that will suit us well into the future. And then I think just the need to make the decision for the draft, for any other reasons, rather than just to wait over the summer and not have that unknown out there, probably wasn't going to serve us well. I also just want to comment at this time, we have a lot of things going on in our organizations with the new practice facility, and Flip has been helping and leading with our other people on that. We're excited about that and the opportunity that brings. We're excited about the opportunity of remodeling the Target Center. So we have a lot of things going. I feel really good about this decision because I've said it before that Flip and I are friends, have been friends, continue to be friends, and someone that I trust and have a great deal of confidence in. So I'm confident that this is the right decision at this particular time.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you. You know, about a year ago when I took over as a president, the last thing I said, I talked about how we had a lot of work to do. And I walked back to my office, and the PR department, Aaron, they brought a picture back there, and it had a picture of me coaching Chauncey, coaching KG, and had the number of wins, over 600 wins on there. And I looked at that, at no time did I have any intention that I was going to coach. But as Glenn said, as we went through the process and you looked at everything, inevitable it came down to the decision that, you know, there's always a coach at the right time and at the right place. And so it's time to put my tool belt back on and go back down to work. Glenn talked a little bit about the process. And in one, you know, to be a coach in the NBA is a very unique situation because there's so many factors that are involved. And so when we talked about going to find somebody, you know, you have to look at a coach. You have to look, it's not only coaching the players and X's and O's. It's motivating the players. It's individual development. It's the new right now, dealing with the media, dealing with social media. You have to, the dynamics between the staff, the business, management, and also the fans. So there's all these things are all factors that go into the process of selecting a coach. And so when we went through the process, we also had to take into consideration that here in Minnesota, we are a mid-market team. And there's some limitations that come with that. And so in looking at all those, and when I started the process, it was very educating. And the process did not only include just talking to coaches. I talk to a lot of people that I respect that are current coaches. I talk to people that are past coaches. I talk to general managers that have gone through this process. And it was very interesting because as the process really evolved, it boiled down to three factions. We had the college faction of college coaches that are, some of mine are extremely close friends, and I'm not going to bring up names. And what it was is when it really comes down to it, when you look at them and you sit there and you talk about this and as it progresses, the uncertainty of the NBA, the uncertainty of maybe not knowing the players, and maybe the uncertainty of the league, how it really plays out, that many times draws them back to college. We talked about young coaches, whether it be an assistant coach or a young coach, and many times the young coaches, their situation is they might not have the savvy to deal with what might evolve over the course of a season. And as Glenn said, we have some things that are up in the air right now with our roster that we're looking at things. Our roster could come back as it's set. But we didn't want to put a young coach in a situation where he was extremely uncomfortable when he's just trying to learn how to coach. Because if you haven't coached in the NBA as a head coach, you haven't coached. It's different. And you have to know how to deal with those type of situations. And then many times with the with veteran type coaches, they're set in their ways and how they want to coach. And the reason that they're veteran coaches is because they've had success. And they don't know the team as well they're going to. And so when the time came and we evaluated everything, one of the most important things, we want to win. We want someone that has passion. But more importantly also is we want to have flexibility. Because we did not want to pigeonhole a coach and really with our roster. So, as I said, it was, for me, it was a very educating process. I counted a lot of people, and as Glenn said, we talked almost every day or every other day about it. But I can say right now that I have a great passion. And so, that's why I go back down here, take my passion. I consider myself a teacher. Gorgie, we're very excited, what he's done here with our franchise, coming here and how he's improved. And we're going to put together a staff that's a working staff, a staff that veteran and people that can work together and that that understand the values and the vision that we have that we can all share.
All right, we'll open it up to some questions here. We've got a couple of microphones for...